Hello, 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 family. How are you doing? Wherever you are in the world, so excited that we are here today and the Lord has been good to us. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi, coming your way with Progress on Purpose, where we are practical, relevant, and truly biblical. We have to come from the Word and we have to be relevant. In other words, we are here, this channel, this place where we give you stuff that you can use Monday morning. I believe if something that you learn cannot work in your life, cannot be used Monday morning on your job, it's not good enough. It's not relevant. So I try, by God's grace, to be practical, relevant, and biblical so that you can use it Monday morning on your job. Come with me. We're going to have a wonderful time today. I was talking to one of my friends and something dropped in my spirit. And I'm excited. I can't even be still today. I'm excited about what I'm about to share as I coach those of you who have given me an opportunity to come your way and say some things and encourage you on the how-tos of life. We are praying. God, be with us. Bless us. Give us wisdom even right now. Amen. I'm going to be speaking today. I want to coach today on the human factor in a divine assignment. The human factor in a divine assignment. In other words, God has a purpose. God has an assignment, which is a divine assignment, which means it's God's assignment for you. And the human factor, when the human factor comes in into a divine assignment. So here it is, the human factor in a divine assignment. And I just want to coach a little bit. Is that all right? Good. In Genesis chapter 12, we're going to use this passage of scripture that many of us know, Genesis chapter 12, and we're going to read verse 1 through 3. It reads this way. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. I will bless those who bless you. And I'll curse those who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And verse 4, listen to verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. There's a comma there. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. All right, here it is. God says, get out of your family. Get out of your father's house. Go to your land that I'm going to show you. And then the Bible says he got up and he started going. But listen to verse 4. It says, he departed as the Lord had spoken to him. And there's a comma. It means breathe a little bit. Oh, I feel like preaching here. And then it adds, and Lot went with him. We just heard God said, leave everybody behind. But in verse 4, it says, and Lot went with him. I'm just going to use those five words to help us empower somebody, coach someone on the human factor in a divine assignment. How do I handle when God has given me a divine assignment, which is clear? How do I handle the prior relationships I had before God told me to leave everybody behind? Are you listening to me? When you read this story, you're going to discover that the story of Abraham, he got into unnecessary wars. He went into unnecessary places. He prayed unnecessary prayers. He had to go to war because Lot was captured. He had to pray for Sodom and Gomorrah because Lot was living there. And yet God had told him in Genesis chapter 12, leave everybody behind. But Genesis 12 verse 4 says, Lot went with him. So I want to talk to you, my friends, here today on the human factor in a divine assignment. Whenever God gives you an assignment, then the question becomes, how do I deal with my prior relationship before my assignment? If you look at your life, one of the greatest challenges when God is moving in your life is how to deal with people who were in your life before God told you what to do with your life. So the human factor in a divine assignment, Abraham was told, go out of your country, keep going. And then the Bible says, well, in verse 4, he went with Lot. So God sent him a divine assignment. God told him, I'm going to make you great. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless those who bless you. In other words, if Lot, all Lot needed to do was to bless Abraham, and God said he was going to bless those who blessed Abraham. Lot didn't need to go with Abraham for him to be blessed, All he needed to do was to bless Uncle Abraham, and God was going to bless those who bless Abraham. But the Bible says Lot, instead of simply blessing Abraham, he went with Abraham, and he was a headache in the divine assignment that Abraham had in his life. I want to talk to somebody here today. How do you handle the human factor in a divine assignment? You know, when Jesus, in the book of John, Jesus was talking to Peter. He called Peter. He said, Peter, let's talk a little bit. And Peter stopped and he said to Jesus, what's going to happen to John? And Jesus said, it's none of your business. Focus on the divine assignment. The human factor, many of us who are listening to me right now, and many who will, thousands who will, we know what God wants us to do, but we struggle with relationships we had before the divine assignment. Listen to me. Whenever God gives you a divine assignment, you have to figure out where your loyalty is going to be. And Abraham became an uncle when God had simply said to him, listen, let's go. You remember Lot's father had died, all right? Lot's father had died in Haran. And so Lot was fatherless. So Abraham was a good uncle to Lot, and yet God was calling Abraham, not Lot. God could handle and supply for Lot, but Abraham ended up allowing the human factor to become a hindrance, even in his divine assignment. I want to help somebody here today. So here's number one. Number one, how do I deal with the human factor in a divine assignment? When God gives you an assignment, man, you need to understand he's aware of everybody who has been in your life and everybody who will be in your life. And God has put all of them into consideration, and then he gives you an assignment. So you need to learn, number one, you need to understand some people still have a part in your story, but you don't have to manufacture their role in your story. I feel like preaching here. I want to help somebody. Some people may still have a part in your story, but you don't have to manufacture their role or their part in your story. All right. So many of us, because we have known these people for long and they've been there for us, and God gives you an assignment, because the assignment of God will always isolate you. Oh, God, here it is. The assignment of God has got this ability of developing you in the absence of your known support. All right. The assignment of God, whenever God is about to do great in your life, he is a thing of isolating you from your non-support. Talk to me, Joseph, pastor. He took me away from my family. Pastor, he threw me into Egypt. Pastor, I had nobody who knew me there. Why? Because God isolates you so that he can insulate you. God, Jesus, I feel like pray, forgive me. God has a thing of, when God has a call on your life, God's divine assignment always comes with an isolation factor, because those who know you, they are familiarity breeds contempt. In other words, they don't believe that you are the one, because they've known you. Look at David. He was isolated from his family. Whenever God has an assignment on you, it's going to impact the people who had a relationship with you before God gave you the assignment. David had to run. He had to go. And the Bible says after some time, that's when his family joined him. When God wants to empower you, he will isolate you and insulate you from those who know you from a common perspective, not from the divine assignment perspective. So God will always separate you when God wants to do greater. So here it is, number one. The human factor in a divine assignment. You need to understand, it's amazing that when God gives you an assignment, sometimes the last people to believe in you are the people who know you the most, your family. Even Jesus himself, he had his family. One day Jesus was preaching and they disturbed a preaching session of Jesus, and they said, tell him to come outside and come and meet us. Even Jesus had to deal with the human factor in a divine assignment. Sometimes those who are closest to us, if we don't know how to handle and deal with them when we have a divine assignment, we will be like Lot, Abraham. We will bring in some Lots when all we got to do is believe God to take care of all the relationships we had before the assignment. Can I say this to somebody? When God gives you a divine assignment, I'm feeling this in my spirit. When God gives you a divine assignment, don't manufacture Ishmaels. When God gives you a promise of an Isaac, that's your divine assignment, Abraham, don't manufacture some Ishmaels. And many of us who are listening to me right now, you know what God wants you to do, but you want people with you. You want people you have known with you. And those people, some of them are Ishmaels, they are Lots, they will make it difficult to be obedient in the divine assignment because they were not there when God talked to you. So here it is, number one. Can I slow down? Number one, some people may have a part in our lives. They may still have a part in our lives, but please don't manufacture their role or part in your story. All right, here's number two. You ready for number two? Here's number two. Not everybody is in every episode and season of your life. Write that down. Not everybody is in every episode or season of your life. You have watched movies with three seasons and 97 episodes. There are some actors who exit in one episode and they'll come in the next season. Why? Because they got married. Why? Because they got pregnant and they had to carry the pregnancy out. They're still part of the movie, but they're not in this episode. They're not in this season. Oh God, you need to understand when God gives you a divine assignment, you need wisdom to see and discern who is in this episode and who is in this season. Don't put someone in a season and an episode when they're dealing with pregnancy. Oh God. Oh Jesus. So you got to get to a place where not everybody, you need to give yourself permission to believe this, that not everybody in your life is supposed to be in this season of your life and in this episode of your life. They may come back in season two. They may come back in episode 99. But you need to understand when God gives you a divine assignment. Come on, talk to me. When God gives you a divine assignment. Well, where is it in the Bible, Pastor? Glad you asked. All right. But Joseph's brothers were not in the second episode. Joseph's brothers were not part of him in Egypt going as a slave. They were not part of him working for Potiphar. They were not in the movie when he was in prison. They were not in the movie when he was chosen second to Pharaoh. But Joseph's brothers, they only reappeared in the season when there was a famine in the land, when they needed food. And they went to Egypt not looking for Joseph. They went to Egypt looking for food. But God had to reintroduce them into the story of Joseph. I feel like preaching up in here. Here it is. I want you to understand, child of God, the human factor in a divine assignment. Not everybody has a part in this season of your life and in this episode of your life. They may still be part of your story, but don't manufacture the season. Don't manufacture the episode. Can I get an amen out there? I'm just crazy today. Listen, man, please forgive me. I want to help somebody who's trying to package everybody into this season of your life. Abraham, he brought in Lot. And Lot, oh, he brought a lot. Be careful of those who bring a lot when you are struggling to obey God in the divine assignment. So how do I deal with the human factor in a divine assignment? Jesus dealt with this. Now, not everybody's in this season and episode of your life. That's why when you read the story of the Bible, you may find somebody who was the enemy of the word becoming a preacher of the word. Saul was the enemy of the word because it was not his season. It was not his episode. When it became his season, he met with Jesus at the Damascus Road, and he was introduced into the gospel story as one of the main actors. Somebody ought to say amen out there. And when it was Paul's episode, he wrote the book of Romans. When it was Paul's episode, he planted the church at Corinth. He wrote 1st and 2nd Corinthians. When it was Paul's episode, he planted the church at Galatia, and he wrote the book to the Galatians. When it was Paul's season and episode, he wrote the letter of Ephesians to the church in Ephesus. When it was Paul's episode and season, he wrote a letter to the Philippi city. And he wrote the book of Philippians. Can I keep on going? When it is your season and episode, child of God, you are going to produce more even in things that you are fighting against. So here it is. Be careful. Be careful, child of God, for you to think that everybody must be in this season of your life and in this episode of your life. Some of you talk too much. Are you listening to me? You talk too much. You tell everybody everything. People who are not in this season, in this episode, they'll discourage you on things that they will appreciate 10 years from today. When God has established you, when you have become second to Pharaoh, the brothers didn't come in to challenge Joseph. They came in to get help from Joseph. When they discovered it was Joseph, the Bible says they were afraid of Joseph because it was a different season. So they came back into the episode of Joseph's story when Joseph had no competition or challenge from them on who he was. Some of you, God is elevating you. God is working on you. God is developing you into the person that God wants you to be. Some people won't appreciate you and they won't appreciate the process. That's why God is getting them out of your life this season, out of your life this episode. He will reintroduce them when you're already established and there won't be any argument on who the leader is. Are you feeling what I'm saying out there? Here's number three. Listen, man, listen, let me do it. Number three. So number one, to those of you just joined us, some people may still be a part of your story, but please don't manufacture their role or their part. It's Genesis 12, 1 through 4. God told Abraham, go out, leave everybody. Verse 4 says he went with Lot. All right. So some people may still have a part in our lives, in our story, but don't manufacture their role. In fact, God had already said, if somebody blesses you, I'll bless them. Lot didn't have to go with Abraham. All he needed to do was to bless his uncle, and God was going to transfer the blessing on Lot. All right? So here's number two. Number two, we said now, not all people have a role in this series, in this episode and season of your life. Be careful of people who don't have a part in your movie, that you're trying to create a part in the movie of your life. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Here it is. Number three, don't make, you know, all of us have watched movies. You know, every movie has got extras. It's got extras. All right. So don't make extras the main actors in your story. I'll write that thing down. Don't make extras the main actors in your story. You know, you watch a movie and sometimes a person is going to the airport and there are so many people in the airport in the movie. Okay, those are the extras. Those are people that you don't know who they are. There are many people there. We don't even know their names, but they make the actor's story real that he was at the airport. Imagine if an actor goes to an airport, there's nobody there. We will not believe it. So some people are in your life as extras. Oh, God, I feel this thing. Oh, God. You know, some people are literally in your life as extras. Don't make extras the main actors in your story. That's what Lot will do. That's what Gehazi will do. You know, Gehazi with Elisha. Elisha told, he told my boy to go wash himself, dip himself into the water. And it was Gehazi who ended up stealing. You need to understand. Listen to me here, people. Listen to me. God has an assignment on your life, but you need to know how to deal with the human factor in a divine assignment. Don't make extras the main actors in your story. Many of us are just quitting on what God has for us because we have made people at the airport the actors. There are people in the movie. I love watching movies. I get sermons everywhere. Listen, God preaches to me everywhere. I watch a movie and you see a lot of people in it. You know, it's a war movie. Some people just die. Have you ever watched a movie where some people are just in the movie to be shot so that they die? Have you ever noticed that kind of stuff? You don't know their names. At the end of the movie, they are put in the extras. Have you ever seen that sometimes movies have 2 minutes of names? I mean, there's fine print names. And you wonder, man, this movie had so many people in there. Others were just extras. All right? And the amazing thing about movies, and it's the same thing with your life, there's an award for every category in a movie. All right. When you watch the Emmys, you're going to discover they have the best actor award. And then they have the Best Supporting Actor award. So in other words, everybody in this divine assignment God has given you, everybody will be rewarded for their part in God's purpose through your life. Don't manufacture their role. Don't manufacture their role. In other words, you must develop the gift of goodbye. Some people, you must just look at them goodbye and keep moving. There are many of us who are going forward looking backwards. We are acting as if God has done his best work in our past and nothing good is going to happen again in our future because we miss people. We are not missing the God of the purpose on your life. Oh, there are awards for every categories, for both the actors and the extras. You just stay in your lane. Don't forget what assignment God has given you. Be faithful to your assignment. God has people who are lined up to help you on your assignment. Oh, Joseph, you may lose all your brothers, but Sister Potiphar is going to help you to elevate you. Sister Potiphar is going to lie on you, and that's elevation. Let me tell you something. When you are in a divine assignment, even negatives are positives for the outcome that God has in store for you. Can I get an amen out there? That's why the Bible says all things work together for good. That's why the Bible says in everything, give thanks unto God. Even Sister Potiphar is the right person for your elevation when your time has come. And I want you to understand, when you get into jail, Joseph, you don't have your brothers. You are there, but there's a cupbearer and a baker who are going to elevate you into the presence of Pharaoh. Did you hear what I'm talking about? I mean, come over here, three Hebrew boys. Pastor, they threw us into the fire. Yes, the fire was your promotion for your elevation so that Nebuchadnezzar would see Jesus Christ walking around with you. Am I helping anybody out there today? There's a divine assignment on your life. You need to know how to handle the human factor when you are in a divine assignment. Some of our worst enemies when God is an assignment on you are people you had relationships with before the assignment. The devil is not your worst enemy for many of us when it comes to your divine assignment. It's people that even Moses, his brother, Aaron, big brother Aaron and big sister Miriam, they were a problem. Human factor when they were going to the promised land. You need to know how to deal with people. People need to understand they all don't have a permanent seat in your life because God's assignment on you is the only thing that's permanent. And God's purpose for your life is going to bring people in, take people out. You must never fall in love with extras. Follow the director of the story. Actors don't write the script. There's somebody who wrote the script. You must follow the script. Don't introduce stuff in the script that's not in the script. Are you feeling what I'm saying here? Let me finish up this thing and let me slow down. I apologize for being all loud and getting all excited. You just make me happy. I tell you, you just make me happy. And here's the last point that I got for you. I'm talking about the human factor in a divine assignment. The human factor in a divine assignment. It's a different ballgame. You need to know how to handle people. I've heard so many friends in my life, some people that I never thought they would ever leave my life. And out of nowhere, there's betrayal, there's, and I've learned in my life now that, listen, it hurts, but let it hurt and end. You must end the funeral. You must learn to end the funeral. You must develop the gift of goodbyes. You must know that people come and people go. And the purpose of God is the only thing permanent. The last time I checked, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I want you to understand this. People you knew and who knew you before the assignment most of the times are the worst enemy because they do not have a part in the future because they had a part in the past. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, help me. Yeah. Be careful of people who had great parts in the past because they are jealous that they don't know if they'll have a part in the future. And the purpose of God is not taking you to the past. The purpose of God is taking you to the future. And you need to be so loyal to the purpose of God, so loyal to the assignment of God, for he who began this work in you. Oh God, can I feel like preaching here? Philippians 1:6. He who began this work, being confident of this, that he who began this work in us, he is able, capable, and he's definitely able to bring it to fruition. God never starts what he hasn't finished. Oh, God, here it is. Here's the last point. I like that. Let it hurt and leave. I like that. Let it hurt and leave. And when it hurts, it's because it's confirmation you are human. Okay, don't be so spiritual that when it hurts, you're like, I don't know why it hurts. Well, it's hurting because you are flesh and blood. You are human. And human beings don't want to let go anything that they've had for a long time. There's somebody listening to me right here who is postponing God's assignment on your life because you're loyal to a mistake. Some people in our lives are mistakes that we made for ourselves. Some people in our lives are Ishmaels that we created for ourselves. Some people in our lives, they are lots that we invited when God had not invited them. Don't hinder the God's purpose for you. Oh, make this shareable. Please share this on all pages. I want to reach 100 million people with this because this will set somebody free. You need to understand this. You need to understand some people are stuck in their lives because they are loyal to mistakes. And some people are mistakes that we brought along in a divine assignment. Don't be loyal to a mistake. And some mistakes are people in your life. Faithless people when God is telling you go forward. God is telling you step out on faith. And here you are having problems. The Bible is full of people who stepped out on faith. I mean, Abraham had to step out on faith. Noah had to step out on faith. Moses had to step out on faith. Joseph had to step out on faith. Naomi had to step out on faith. David had to step out on faith. I mean, you bring anybody from the book of God and you're going to discover that's why God had to let some people go because their faith was not upgraded and updated for it to take them where God was taking them. God, oh, Jesus. Here's the last point. Listen, I got to go. Please don't hold me like this. Here's the last point. The human factor in the divine assignment. The human factor in a divine assignment. Friends come and go, man. Listen to me. You got to update and upgrade. It's Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg, some of you are so spiritual. You don't know Snoop Dogg, but you know, Snoop Dogg said something very powerful. He said, listen, you don't leave people. This is what Snoop Dogg said. Snoop Dogg says, you don't leave people. People decide to leave you. Because when you update, when you upgrade, if people cannot upgrade with you, it means where they refuse to upgrade is where they missed you. You didn't miss them, they miss you. Because divine assignment demands faith. From faith to faith, from glory to glory. And if you got somebody who simply say, well, I'm going to sit right here on the first step. Many of us are not doing what God wants us to do because we are loyal to the human factor more than we are to the divine assignment. That's what happened with Abraham. Abraham, the book, Genesis 12, verse 4, it says, Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. I wish there was a period. No, there's a comma. And it says, and Lot went with him. God had said in verse 1, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land I'll show you. Don't bring anybody you know. You bring you, but the Bible says he brought in Lot. So some of us are where we are because we have got some, we are loyal to human mistakes in our lives. You didn't hear what I'm saying. When God has got a divine assignment on your life, be careful of the human factor. As a pastor, there's some pastor friends who are here with us. I've learned that as a pastor, if you're not careful, many pastors are not what they're supposed to be because they were loyal to the people who promised and looked good when they didn't know them. Can I get an amen out there? I mean, you got to understand, some of us are fighting battles that are not our battles because we have brought a lot with us. And Lot always brings a lot. Here's the last point that I get out of here. Oh, I'm crazy, man. I'm working on my preaching assignment for the month of March. You better come over to my side, to my church, man. We're going to dig deep into this thing. Here's the last point. This is very, very important. Now, it is how to deal with the human factor in a divine assignment. Know the difference between leading role and supportive role. All right? When God has given you an assignment, you need to know the difference between who the leading role actor is and who has the supportive role. It matters. This is what Jesus did. You know, Jesus was so focused. Jesus knew the difference that when Peter says, oh, you're not going to die. Jesus said, Peter, you are my supportive role, man. Get thee behind me, Satan. Yeah. When all the disciples ran away, Jesus never ran away. Why? Because Jesus knew the difference between the main actor and the supportive role. He knew the leading role and the supportive role. Some of you, you are the one with the leading role in your family. You are the one with the leading role among your colleagues and friends. And your problem is you're trying to share the leading role. Every movie has a main actor. You didn't hear what I'm saying. And you need to know when you are the main actor or you are the supportive, you have a supportive role, which means the light ain't on you. Don't shine when the light ain't on you. The light is always on the main actor. If you are a supportive actor, don't envy and be jealous of who the lead. Oh God, I feel that pressure here. Listen, child of God, I just wanted to help some of you and help myself, remind myself. You know, I'm so suspicious that God wants to do great stuff in my life. I'm so suspicious. And sometimes I don't move because, you know, just I'm human. You know, you kind of wonder. You know, I've always wondered, man, you know, Billy Graham used to preach all over the world and preach in every stadium. And I believe he's dead. And I really do believe, you know, there has to be somebody bigger than Billy Graham. There has to be somebody bigger than C.D. Brooks. There has to be somebody bigger than E.E. Cleveland. I believe that. I really do believe there has to be someone bigger than Spurgeon. I mean, God's spirit is alive and well in these last days. I want to be part of that. But sometimes because we need support so bad, we are so addicted to human support, many of us, we are not attempting greater because there's a girl that I love. There's a woman that I love. There's a girl that I love called Ellen G. White. You know what she says? She says some people are waiting on God to do for them that which God has given them power to do. Did you hear what I'm saying? Some people are waiting on God to do for them that which God has given them power to do. And she goes on to say, we accomplish little because we attempt little. And many of us, we cannot go if we don't have a crowd. But I've discovered eagles fly alone. When God has a big assignment on your life, you must learn to be lonely. You must learn to be alone. The Bible is full of everyone God used mightily to learn to be comfortable in being lonely. Come over here, Moses. Pastor, I ran into the Midian desert alone. I was lonely, but God was with me. Come over here, Jacob, Pastor. I ran from home to go to my uncle Laban, and I was alone, and I slept on a rock alone. If God is going to use you, there's going to be a separation. He's going to isolate you from human known support. If there's somebody listening to me here today, and you feel like everybody's leaving you, when you feel like people are betraying you, but you feel like you're all alone, be careful, because God is isolating you so that God can elevate you to the divine assignment that He has for your purpose, for your life. And I tell you here, when God is in it, even Jesus Christ, when He went to the garden, can I end there? I feel like preaching, but I'm done. Even Jesus, when He went to the garden of Gethsemane, the Bible says He left the 9 and then He brought the 3. And then He went further from the 3. Even Jesus, with the support that was there, He had to isolate Himself even from the 3 that He cared for. Listen, if you don't know how to handle the human factor in your divine assignment, you are going to miss out on what you were created for. You know, Lot, I'm going to preach a sermon on Lot in March. In my church, the Lord has been giving me this bubbling thing. I'm losing my mind. I'm having sleepless nights on that revelation, on this Lot story. That it's an amazing thing that Jesus says, remember Lot's wife. Lot and his family were given a divine assignment. Get out and go to the mountains. But when his wife looked back, Lot is the only man I know who heard the footsteps of his wife behind him or beside him. And at some point, he stopped hearing them, and he never turned back to see what had happened to her. And I'm challenging my married friends who are on this line. And some of you, God has given you a divine assignment that will change this world and make it better. Divine assignments are not based on who is married to you and who you are sleeping with in your bed legally. No, there's a cause on you. There's a cause on your wife. And you need to ask yourself this question, man, God, help me to be a great supportive role when I'm not the main role. So it matters for you to understand that some people may still have a part in your life, but don't manufacture their role or part. That's number one. If they're not on the script, God wrote the script of your life. Don't put, you know, don't put additions in there. Put, you know, insert your own stuff. And we do this. God, some people, it may be a boyfriend. You can break up because at this moment, God wants to develop you in their absence and develop them in your absence. And 5 years later, you'll meet in a better season and better episode and become a better people. Can I get an amen out there? The human effort in a divine assignment. You must deal with it. It's right here. It matters for you to understand this is what the Bible is all about. The Bible is always teaching us what the human factor is in a divine assignment. And if you don't understand the difference between the leading role and the supportive role, you're gonna mess this thing up. In our drama of redemption, the leading actor is Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen out there. And all of us who are saved, we are in the supportive role. You know, you got to understand, there's only one Lord. So you got to get your point of understanding. Every movie has a main actor. There are no core main actors. There's always one main actor. And even the way they are paid, they are not all paid the same amount. Some are paid $20 million for the movie, and somebody gets $500 in the same movie because they are extras, and this one is the main actor, and you need to understand God has a divine assignment on your life. None of us are not selective when it comes to what God created us for. Not every voice should be listened to. Not every support should be accepted. We must develop the abandonment of, you know, of opportunity. Opportunity abundance. You can't just get everything. You need to understand the human factor in a divine assignment. People in a divine assignment. Pray for discernment. Pray for wisdom. When God has called you like he did Abraham, don't bring Lot with you. When God has called you to go forward, when God says you're going to have Isaac, don't manufacture Ishmael. And if you have manufactured Ishmael and God says get rid of Ishmael, don't be loyal to a mistake. Don't be too loyal to a mistake that you don't want to let go of Ishmael. Because sometimes we have created some Ishmaels in our lives. And other times we've invited some Lots into our lives and they've brought a Lot in our assignments. We have fought unnecessary fights. We have prayed unnecessary prayers. If only we had known that God knows how to take care of everybody you had a relationship with before God gave you the assignment he has for you. You ready for this? He's got the whole world in his hands. Can I get an amen? He has got you and me, brother, in his hands. The same God who has given you a divine assignment is the same God who have an assignment for every extra person in your life. Be faithful to the assignment. Be careful of the relationships you had before God gave you a clear assignment for your life. And we're praying, God, thank you so much for my friends, those who are online and those who are here many, many years to come, that, Lord, you may help us to balance this human factor in a divine assignment. For, Lord, we realize in the word that Abel was killed in a divine assignment by a human factor. So we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, from the beginning all the way to the end, help us increase our faith in you, enlarge our hope in you, and deepen our trust in you. When we are in this divine assignment, forgive us of our ignorance, forgive us of our humanness, and may your spirit take charge and take over. Bless my friends as we progress on purpose. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen and amen. Blessings on you, my friends. May the Lord keep on just blessing you. Keep progressing on purpose and wisdom for the human factor in the divine assignment. Later.